don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jams. Nothing fun about breaking bad news, and sometimes you need a little help in that department, and that's why you come to us.
Absolutely. That's why we got Virginia on the phone this morning, who has some bad news to break to her boyfriend. Virginia, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for helping. I'm in a little bit of a situation where right now I'm studying. I'm in grad school, and my student visa is actually about to expire, so I'm kind of freaking out. I want to, stay here in the U.S. I really love it, and I want to, continue studying. And there's a guy that I've been dating for, a month now, and, I'm super in love. It's the most I've ever felt, but I know it's super quick. And I kind of want to just ask him to marry me, I'm a little worried how that will go, and if he'll think I'm just using him, and it's not just using him, because, I do, love him, you know?
Right. That's a tough one. That's, yeah. Well, I mean, how many exciting things have you guys done together out of curiosity?
I mean, we spend, most of our time together. It's been, as soon as we met, it's been, just sleepovers all the time, you know?
That's right.
Wow. Let me get this straight. So, you're from Canada. Okay. You're here on a student visa. You've been dating this guy, Ray, for a month. You want to stay here, so you want to marry him?
Yeah, that is basically the situation.
I mean, it's not that terrible.
It's just a month. It's fine.
I don't see... this isn't actually bad news. I don't know.
Well, you
know,
it just doesn't happen a lot.
It could be good news.
I mean, he may want to get married.
Exactly. It could also be very bad news.
Yeah. Well, you're going to break the bad news that, what? You're going to break up with him if he doesn't marry you?
Or you have to move back to Canada?
I mean, I have to move back to Canada if I can't stay here. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
All right,
Virginia. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us, but Ray will not. And then we'll eventually chime in to help you with this conversation with him. Okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right, honey. Good luck.
Hello?
Hey, babe.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. I was just, I thought I'd call you. There was kind of something I wanted to chat about, but I haven't brought up yet. So do you have time to talk?
Yeah. I have a few minutes away from my desk.
Okay, cool. Thanks. I don't know how to say this. It's I've really loved our time together, and I've told you, I love you, more than anyone I've dated before.
Sorry, give me one second. This sounds like it's about to be a bigger conversation than I was expecting. Did I do something wrong?
I got the news that the visa won't be extended, and I only have a month left on my visa here, so I'm going to have to go back.
You just figured that out. That's insane.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I know. I'm, really upset, babe.
What do we do? Yeah. There's got to be something we can do through immigration. There's got to be a way that we can get you to stay. You're still in school.
Got to get married.
I know, but, here's the thing. It's either I'm going to have to just go back to Toronto and apply for another visa and put my studies on hold, and then also we'll have to do, long distance, or... The only other thing I can think of that's a quick fix is actually, maybe getting married.
There it is.
Here comes the bride. That's right.
He's going to freak out.
Yeah, but, that seems...
That's a stretch.
I mean, Virginia...
I know, it's only been a month, babe, I know. But, I do, I love you, and I don't know, if you'd be okay with it, I'd be okay with it. I don't want to push anything on you, and I'm not, trying to, manipulate a system or anything, so it would have to be something you're totally comfortable with. I just wanted to tell you, this is my situation, and I'm going to have to go back to Toronto if we didn't get married.
I'm struggling. You're hitting me with this over the phone at work.
Oh, my gosh. Let's break in now. Yeah. Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Is this Ray?
Ray.
I'm sorry. Who is this?
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Ray.
We are actually on the phone with Virginia. You didn't know that, but we did. And we are actually on a segment called Breaking Bad News. You are on the radio.
That's right.
So a lot of people are listening to this conversation right now to help her break the bad news to you that, yes, she is needing you to marry her.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do about
it? Virginia, are you still there? Are you on this phone line too?
Yeah, I am. Hey. I wasn't sure. I called for advice.
Why are we doing this on the radio?
Why not? Come on now. We're just here to help her out. She listens to our show and she's a frequent listener. And, you know, we do this on like an everyday basis where we help local people break bad news when they're a little bit nervous about it, a little bit shaky about it. We give them that extra boost of confidence. How would you like to not hear this news and just have her disappear, man?
What was that?
I don't want to look like the bad guy if I say no now. Like, what? I feel like the whole world's watching me.
Well, you know what, Ray? I will back you up on this because, believe me, I think a month is just not enough time to marry someone. But, hey, that's just me. So, you know what? Shady is open to it. He's like, listen, this can happen, Krista. So, like, literally, what is your feeling on this? Do you want to run away? Or put a ring on it?
I mean, my first impulse, like, right off the bat is like a month is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. We don't even, like, I have a one-bedroom apartment in Monona. Right. Like, I'm not ready.
I love it.
To commit to, like, a married life, you know?
I mean,
that's I'm years away from that.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm mid-20s. I thought I had a long time to go.
The thing is, though, you might lose her if you decide not to, because then she's going to go back to Toronto, and who knows if she finds somebody else while she's trying to apply for a visa again, man.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you
just move to Canada with her and leave Monona.
I mean, cannabis is legal in Canada.
Dave, want to move to Toronto?
There you go. How about that?
Yeah.
Let's flip the script. You want to move to Toronto there?
Do it.
Come on, man.
Come on, baby beavers from there.
You only have a one-bedroom apartment
maybe
here.
Prefer, if I can get my job, we actually do have an office in Toronto. Get them to transfer me to Toronto. That seems like a much better option.
Oh, my gosh.
Than getting married.
Do you really think you could?
I mean, that's something, if we hadn't talked about this on the radio.
Yes.
I'm sorry, conversation in a little bit less of a heated way.
Well, it sounds like you guys need to work some things out, and there might be a possible solution to this, so we'll let you guys get to it.
And we've always wanted to go to Canada. So listen, when you guys do actually get hitched, can you fly us on out there to another country?
That's right. We'll come to the wedding.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds
months and years away from now, you know, of course.
Surprisingly nice to have y'all here.
Oh, that's so sweet. All right, you guys.
It's Shady on 93.1 Jams, and you need to be a Friends with Benefits member. Right, Krista? Krista. Hey, Krista.
What's going on? Where am I? What is the meaning of life? That's a good question, Krista. Thank you, Krista. Oh, I guess we're back inside my head. We all think it's cute when babies talk, but they could just be talking smack and we can't understand it. A big part of getting older is realizing that Jurassic Park is about ethics and less about people being chased by big lizards. Isn't a boomerang just a frisbee for people with no friends? Wearing pajamas all day at home is fine until you spill a drop of food on them and then you feel like a slob.
Earth to Krista. Hello. Hello.
Oh, shoot, I'm talking right now. Yeah, just go to madtownjams.com, become a Friends with Benefits member, rate songs, earn points, and start winning great prizes now.
It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Yes, honey, it is time for Fit and Fabulous. This is dedicated to all the beautiful women of Madtown and surrounding areas, and I'm so excited about today, honey, because it's all about getting you ready for Halloween. But first, I want to introduce you to two beautiful women that I have the luxury of getting to spend with each and every week on Channel 57 Girl Talk. Say hello to Jessica Cavazzo, CEO of the Latino Chamber of Commerce. How are you, girl?
Good morning, girl. Woo! I am here and I am ready.
And you are ready. You have arrived.
And I have arrived.
You have arrived.
I have my crown on. Hello.
Also, say hello to Jen Crescent. Girl, you're always so adorable. And Janet! I love how we matched today, Janet.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you got the memo. And no crown for me. I'm doing the tiara today.
Oh, I love it. So super excited. Of course, we had a really fun time yesterday, by the way.
It was beautiful.
filming Girl Talk. We were at the Ultimate Veritas Spa and Salon, and yeah, our adorable little Karina Crate is Prager. So
any day now, she is the teeniest, tiniest person, she's and so then small. To see her pregnant is like, it's just so compact and cute. She's unbelievable.
She's like a little basketball. That's it.
Yeah. She's all like, oh, you know what? This is all emotional. We had the baby shower, and it was just really emotional for her.
Yeah.
And also, great makeover reveal. Yeah. Those are always fun. I love seeing befores and afters.
I do.
Yeah. Any kinds of them, whether it's a house or a person.
Yeah.
They're always fun.
Super fun.
I want one.
I want a baby shower too. No. Just because.
I don't think so.
We are on Facebook Live, so everyone say hi to these beautiful ladies. And here she is, super excited because Naomi Tere, my gosh, girl, you have been to my house. You have given me an entire makeover along with my daughter, our first YouTube experience.
Yeah, she's like basically a celebrity now.
She is a celebrity. So, yes, you are our official beauty blogger and fashion blogger. So, we're super excited for you to be here. By the way, congratulations on your graduation.
Graduated the house
from
Aveda Institute in Madison, the Estheology program. So if you want your face a rub-a-dub-dubbed, you gotta come on down.
Hello,
girl. I'll take
going
it.
In. I need a makeover, right?
Yes.
That's right.
I will come to your house.
Yeah. She gave me an hour facial. It was outstanding. I fell asleep.
Yeah.
What's awesome is you're already home.
Yeah,
right? And I'm already home. I felt good. So really excited because today is all about Halloween. We're really excited here at Jams because tomorrow we are hanging out at Freak Fest, an opportunity for you to win huge prizes, everyone. So having that costume is very important. So, Miss Naomi, girl, what are some phenomenal costumes that the couples that are going to be out in Madtown can look for?
Okay, so we should be seeing a lot of so far is going to be... I'm going to go with the classic first. Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake, the infamous denim.
Oh,
do you guys remember that?
Yes.
Cher and Dion, which who loves a, you know, long Cher wig. Romeo and Juliet, which I was like pleasantly surprised about. Kind of cute. And then Beyonce and Jay-Z. I guess like some of their costumes from their most recent album. And Sandy and Danny, which is always good.
Oh.
Grease. Love Grease. Bonnie and Clyde, never fails. And then... I've never seen the show, so Eleven and Mike from Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they're a couple.
I've seen that.
I'm going to see a lot of that in like Riverdale, too, is like really, really supposed to be trending.
Can I just throw this out because you brought up Romeo and Juliet? Did you guys hear that they're actually making another Titanic ship? They're making another replica.
I thought you meant the movie. No. They're thinking of like...
Oh, no, they're doing a movie, but they're also creating the ship. Mm. Would you ever want to go on that ship, Janet?
Is it just for looks?
I don't know, because I
like,
was
spend the night?
No.
I feel like that's like a bad omen. I would not want to go on that cruise.
I've not heard that.
Yeah. Travis just told me it. My husband. So it's kind of funny.
What do you think? You want to go?
let me sleep
for
on
Halloween,
it.
Right?
Oh my gosh, no. Right? Oh my gosh.
I just saw the cutest thing. Like 2 days ago, I saw the Incredibles, like the whole family, like walking down State Street with their Incredibles costumes. So can you tell us what like is going on with the families
family
and what
costumes.
They're wearing? Yeah, what they're wearing.
Incredibles.
Incredibles,
yeah, for
that
sure.
One, right?
The classic, which I personally love. I love seeing it every year, Monsters Incorporated.
Oh,
I think it's
I love that.
Like cute to see people dress up as that. A newer one is Up, that movie Up. Oh, I've seen a little bit of it, but I got emotional and shut it off. I was like, Pixar,
too much. Is that with the old man and his wife?
Yeah, and like a little Boy Scout or something. I don't know. I couldn't make it through. The Addams Family, which is like a classic. I love the Addams Family. What else do we have here? This one, I saw this a little bit last year. Starbucks. So we're going to be seeing a lot of like the lady in the actual logo. Oh. And then the kids are dressed up as like Frappuccinos or macchiatos.
Cool. I thought you were going to say baristas, but that's even better.
They're little baristas. Ratatouille and Toy Story. I don't know if I'd want my kid to be a rat.
The rat.
No?
He's the star of the show.
Yeah, like, he doesn't shower much. You know?
Oh, hilarious.
Just a little rat.
Piece of cheese.
You know, you could go as a group. Remember the Fruit of the Loom characters?
Oh, yes.
I know one year I went as a cluster of grapes. I had all these purple balloons, and I painted my face purple, and I had the stem on my head. And I'm thinking of your daughter. She's going as a strawberry this
year. Yeah,
yeah. So you guys could do the whole fruit of the loom
thing. I love
thing.
That, right? Janet.
I know Travis That's likes to do cool. the scary stuff, but maybe you could convince him to be an apple this year.
Like, he could be like a rotten apple.
Yeah, a rotten apple.
Like, bad produce. And then one thing, too, that I saw, which I thought was really cute, with food, it's kind of like a theme. It's gingerbread. So it's like the parents and then the babies. So we're going to be seeing a lot of, like, food.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like
sure.
eggs and bacon, or you know what I mean? And then just kind of like the products from that, you know, like a chicken and an egg and then like a scrambled egg or something. So I think it's pretty cool. It's pretty interesting. And I like it when people make the costumes themselves rather than buy them, because I think it's like pretty cool to see.
What, yeah, something to say, Krista. Yeah.
It's not happening.
Cannot wait to see Krista's scrambled egg costume.
That creative. No.
Not happening.
So other than food, is there anything else trending, maybe just in the individual costumes?
Are you ready?
Okay, yeah.
Are you ready? Yeah, I was like, I don't want to show you guys this till I get on air. All right, I'm going to be so mad if you guys found this out. Ready?
Okay, ready. We are ready. It's so cute. She's like, the minute she walked in, she's like, I can't wait anymore to tell you guys what this is. So,
oh my God. Okay.
But she
2018
did.
Halloween this year is welcoming. I'm dead serious. This is an actual costume.
Oh no.
Glitter butts.
Oh my God.
What is it called?
Glitter butts.
Glitter butts?
So you're taking your butts and you're actually painting them as pumpkins.
Wow.
So you're going to see a lot of costumes with cutouts. And, yeah, and this is what people are
Let
doing.
Let me see that bad boy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
Aaron's nodding. He approves.
Aaron's
like,
excited.
This looks pretty good to me.
Oh my gosh! So it's literally you're walking around with your booty implants.
Yeah,
and painting them.
Implants.
I don't know. I was watching The Real Housewives, and I'm pretty sure that Vicki Gumbelson had a Brazilian butt lift. So butts are in, but. Is this even legal?
Isn't it cold in October? Yeah. I mean,
that's good
like
point.
My wow. main concern.
No.
I'm thinking Hilarious. Kim Kardashian. That's a heck of a jack-o'-lantern.
Yes, it is.
Distorted. Okay, so, and then aside from that, I'm really excited about this. Wakanda, super, super cute. I cannot Wakanda. Wait to those costumes. I think they're going to be, like, so creative and all the detail on them. You guys have seen a lot of Pennywise from It,
Oh,
I'm
sure. Oh, yeah.
Clueless is, like, really, like, big this year. I feel like Clueless is kind of big every year, though.
Clue or Clueless?
Clueless.
Really?
Yeah. I'm excited.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I didn't know that.
The Nun? For you, yeah. I thought you were going to do something from The Conjuring.
Ah!
No?
It's true. It's funny. The Conjuring is my favorite scary movie. I actually have it downloaded on my phone, and I will listen to it on my long car rides.
On purpose?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I listen to it in the airplane rides. It's my only movie that I have downloaded.
Could you imagine like coming out as the Nun, Judy, and be like, Mom?
Yeah, I wanted to see that movie. Did any of you girls see The Nun? No. You saw it?
Yeah.
That's too scary for me.
Too scary.
I think I texted her and I was like, I just saw it. It was a little slow, but it was interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks scary to me.
It was good. It was good effects.
If it's not animated, I can't handle it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not for everyone.
Yeah,
some people get.
I mean, there was
yeah,
some
I don't
design,
watch
but not a lot of.
Yeah.
By the way, I just read this morning that Jamie Lee Curtis, in the first Halloween movie, she was given $8,000 for that role.
Oh, my God.
And
she's probably like, oh, my God, $8,000.
I know. I'll never have to work again. And then $200 was given to her from the producers to go get her wardrobe from JCPenney.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And she's, like, in it now, you know, like, redoing it. That's insane.
You're making me think of the student. An art student came up with the Nike symbol, the swoosh. Just as, you know, kind of a little extra thing. And now I'm like, wow, she's, I don't know who she is or she's still around, but.
Oh my.
I think she missed, she missed a little bit on
that
one.
It's so simple.
Here's like, $200, make a logo.
I'm not that creative. There's no way I could do any of that.
Oh aside from that, we're going to see the Beyonce, the like outfit she's wearing at Coachella. That's going to be.
Oh yeah.
I'm excited to see those. I'm here for it. Fortnite characters? I've never played Fortnite. I have no interest in it. I just know that. Whenever guys get on it, they like physically can't get away from the screen. Why are you making that face? I feel like you know it's true.
Aaron says he doesn't get it.
Yeah.
He's probably one of them. Aaron. You sucked in so deep that you don't even realize it.
That like days have passed.
Days have passed.
What year is it when you pull away from the
Who's
screen?
Who's president?
I'm excited for the Beyonce costumes and the Wakanda ones to see.
I like the Wakanda
ones. Yeah.
I could wear that.
Yeah.
So I might be out of it. I don't know what Wakanda is.
Black Panther.
I haven't seen it.
It's such a good movie.
You're busy watching that movie on your phone again.
Oh, right. The Conjuring.
Busy watching The Conjuring back to back. I was going to say
Seriously, I have no life. I kid you not. I do not go. I mean, I should go out to movies more. That's what happens when you live in Mesomany.
I don't even watch like scary movies.
You don't?
No, I'm like still stuck in the 80s like scary movies.
What is your most favorite scary movie?
I don't remember. That's the problem. I don't know. I'm like thinking it's probably like the, and I can't remember the titles of it.
Oh.
Like the one where the girl just kind of vomits all over the room.
Oh, The Exorcist?
Yeah. How do you forget that?
I think that's what turned me off the movie.
The one where the girl had like a really bad eating disorder. Yeah, remember?
Because, right. You know, I'm all like not into movies right now, but yeah. I watch like, you know, Toy Story and all that stuff right now.
Oh, yeah. I like Death Becomes Her with Meryl Streep.
Oh, she's so good.
Yes. I love that. It's like me every day putting on paint just to start the day.
Adorable.
I gotta look good.
Yeah. Adorable. Oh, mine was Poltergeist. So that was my first scary movie.
Poltergeist. Yeah, that's one.
And you know, like the little thing behind that was like every time they made one of those movies, someone from the cast died.
Yeah.
So they stopped making them.
Yeah.
So makes
the
sense.
Girl died.
Yeah. Carol Ann.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
like
sad.
She knows her.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was sad. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so awesome. So a lot of big trends for Halloween of 2018, which is really, really sweet.
A lot of trending costumes. Yeah. The Wakanda stuff going on.
Where do you find good movies then?
Huluween. Just to show you guys.
Oh.
Yes. Really? Netflix. Redbox has got some good stuff. So Netflix, I like Nightmare Before Christmas, some of their newer movies. Like, love Tim Burton.
That's cute, yeah.
Totally here for it. I've never seen this. The Shining?
You've never seen The Shining?
I've never seen it. I don't like his teeth. It freaks me out.
Jack?
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson?
I just see like this and I'm like, ooh, it's not for me. Like the little picture with his face in between the wall.
Happen.
Hocus Pocus? Can't. I love it. Truth or Dare is supposed to be on there. I haven't seen it. Has anyone seen it?
I used to play it a lot as a kid.
I bet you did.
I bet you did. That's hilarious.
And then Gigi. No, I'm just kidding. And then like classics like Addams Family, the Goonies. I guess they're incorporating that into Halloween. Sweeney Todd, which I thought was pretty good. And Dark Shadows with Johnny Depp and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
I love Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, she's great.
That's a pretty like funny, scary movie. Hulu's got like Hellraiser. I love Paranormal Activities. I think those are good. American Psycho with Tom Cruise. Love
that's
those.
A
lot of good stuff. Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good stuff.
Well, listen, we are running out of time. I want to ask everyone to make sure that they know how to follow Miss Naomi because you're amazing, of course,
thanks,
when it comes
dear.
To fabulous transformations with makeup. So what is your social media sites?
It's Naomi Ture, all social media, all day,
all night. So that's what's happening. All right. We so appreciate it. We're going to continue this conversation on to Facebook Live. So if you have questions, love to hear from you or give us a call at 321-0931. Seriously, if you have any makeup questions, for sure, Naomi is your girl. She's just really good at what she does. And of course, my beautiful ladies from Girl Talk, Jessica and Janet, thank you, honey.
Wishing you a happy Halloween.
Oh, that's a good one.
I
don't have anything better than that.
No? Okay, me neither. It's Krista in the Morning Rush with Fit and Fabulous right here on 93.1 Jams.